Brooklyn's Radio. Loving Events in Surrey.
I'm here tonight at Procter & Gamble in Weybridge, attending the North Surrey Area Finals of Young Enterprise. There are 9 local schools taking part, and there are 14 teams who have formed companies, all hoping to win a place in the Surrey Finals, which will be held in May. The winner of the Surrey Finals will go on to compete in the National Finals, and the winner of the National Finals will go on to the International Finals. So a lot is at stake here tonight. Now, Young Enterprise empowers young people to develop their personal and business skills, and also helps young people realise their potential beyond education and empower a generation to learn, to work and to live. Now, Hugh Evans and I are going round to talk to these very inspiring people and their teams about their businesses. And when you've heard them talk, you will realise just what a hard job our judges are going to have tonight to pick the top 3 teams.
So now I'm with Claremont Fan School and their company Reformed Retro. And looking at it, it's probably the most original and most unique I've seen this evening so far. What is it you do?
So we make amplifiers out of old scratch vinyl records and clocks out of the speakers that don't work out. And we sell them for £6 a speaker and £8 for a clock.
Excellent. Well, they look very interesting. Have they been selling well so far?
Yeah, they have been selling very well. And if you pass over to the sales director, he can tell you a bit more about the figures.
Let's hear a bit more about the figures then.
So in the start at the Christmas fair, we sold 16 speakers, and at the start we started selling clocks as well as a trial to test the interest, and we saw that the clocks were selling well. And then after the Christmas fair, there was quite a bit of a drop between sales after the boom, but through the graph you can see there's a gradual increase through sales of clocks and speakers as we've connected with some stockists in Kingston, such as Wow Vintage, Bluebell and Archive Records.
Excellent. That's the next thing I was going to say, because vinyl records are very popular at the moment, and retro things are very cool at the moment. So do you see much expansion in the future for you?
I mean, we hope to, obviously at the moment we only have 3 stockists, but we hope to sort of slowly spread our presence both online and just in stores, and then also we hope to try and get some new products out. So like, we've been researching with placemats and also wine holders to just sort of keep the retro theme going.
Excellent. And how are you doing on social media so far? Are you getting a particular following?
At the moment, we have all the main social medias, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter set up. At the start, we had a really fast popularity, but it's sort of starting to slow down a bit, mainly because we've been struggling to become active. We're not super active on it, but that's something we look to do in the future, is to get our online presence up.
Excellent. You've got some really great products here, and hopefully being at the Young Enterprise Surrey Final, you'll get a bit more coverage for that. So, and we'll be looking forward to hearing you on Brooklyn's Radio. So all the best. Thank you very much indeed, and I hope you do well with this.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Here now with the team from Gordon's School, and their stand today is called Spice, and that is spelt S-P-Y-C-E. So where did you get the name for this? And I presume that you're not leading us astray by calling it Spice when it isn't Spice.
Well, we are selling spices, and also with the Y and the E, we are doing it for Young Enterprise, so the Y and the E stand for Young Enterprise.
That is very, very clever. Let's hope it impresses the judges. So what actually is part of your spice then?
We have evolved it into Indian spices, so there's turmeric, clove, and they're all compiled into different separate jars and packages.
So how do you decide which ones you're going to have?
We had different themes, so near Christmas time we had things like cinnamon, so things that you would make during Christmas time, which you would use spices for.
So where did you all get your expertise about spices from?
I think research, really. None of us were experts in spices at all, so just came with research and the commitment into involving ourselves. ourselves into that side of things.
So did you actually have to get recipes and put these spices in order to try them? Because it's not the sort of thing you put on a spoon and eat, is it?
Well, no, yes. We looked up recipes, we made some of our own, and we decided, obviously, to incorporate our spices, and we thought that was quite a product package.
And who did you try it out on?
Each other, I guess. Yeah, we did a bit of a tasting thing at Christmas time with our Christmas spices.
Now, looking at your jars here, some of them are really pretty in design. Do they have a lot of spices all in the same jar?
I think they have a section of each different spice. So they have turmeric and all the different colours, so you can see the different colours in them.
So are they more just for decoration? Because yes. Presumably if you wanted to have something at the bottom, you'd have to tip everything out.
Yes, they are definitely just for decoration. We thought layering the spices with other pretty colours would be quite good.
Where are you actually going to sell these spices?
We did selling at our Christmas fair and also a Woking fair, and we're looking for different places we can sell, other fairs we can find.
So did you get lots of comments when you were selling them at the fair?
Yes, we did. We got some good comments, but also we got some bad ones that we can improve on. And I think that after we got the criticisms that we did, we've improved and tried to follow those things and incorporate them into the business and make it better so they can sell more.
So is there anything else that you're intending to put into Spice? Any other products that you think might follow on from there?
Oh, well, we were thinking perhaps, so far we've done Christmas spices and now Indian-themed spices. We were thinking going forward we could do summer spices and perhaps even incorporate herbs.
Well, it looks a fascinating thing here, and I can actually smell them as I approach your table. Lovely. And where do you actually get them from?
First we got them from Cedar Spices, and now we've got them from online, from Spices on the Web, I think.
So do they actually come from foreign countries?
Grown in foreign countries, and then the company gets them together and then sells them on to us.
So you've done a lot of research about getting the best ones. Well, good luck with that, and I'm sure people are going to really enjoy them once they start buying them, because there's so many different ones here. So good luck with your business.
So I'm now chatting to Notre Dame School and their company Detox in a Box. I'm seeing lots of neatly wrapped brown boxes here. Can you tell me a bit about them?
All your pampering needs in just one box. This is Detox in a Box. Our box retails for £5, and in it we have 3 bath bombs, a packet of bath salts, a face mask which can be used 2 times, and a scented heart-shaped red candle.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds great. And Mother's Day is coming up as well, so I can see this this being a popular gift. Where do you get all your products from?
We get all of our products from online suppliers, mostly from the UK.
Excellent. And how have they been selling so far?
They've been really, really successful. We've managed to sell 143 boxes to date. Christmas was definitely our most popular period, but we're still doing well, especially with Mother's Day coming up.
Excellent. And so for £5 a box, you do the maths.
£705, including VAT.
Excellent. So you've been selling quite a lot of boxes then in that case. How are you doing on social media at the moment?
We have our own Instagram account, and we also have our own email account, so therefore, and Twitter account, so anyone who wants to follow us or see what we're doing lately, what fairs we're going to, they can see it on social media.
Fantastic, and if you're going to fairs, it's a great way to pick up a good gift. So you've got a really great product here, a really great gift box. What's next? Are you looking to expand at all?
Definitely. We want to expand our range to include older women. We want to include more luxurious items such as bath oils and maybe foot scrubs to really give yourself, you know, a pampering detox at home.
Excellent. And so who here's the spa fan?
I think all of us. Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Well, you've got a really great product here, and hopefully if you can go further with this, it'll be great to see you. But it's lovely to have you here at the Young Enterprise Finals here in North Surrey. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Right, I'm here now on the Sir William Perkins stand, and this one's called Box It. And on the very front, there's a very good thing that says Think Inside the Box, which is what I'm trying to do. But I want somebody to tell me what thinking inside the box is. So let's ask the managing director of this company.
So initially we, as a company, aim to think outside the box. So the tagline is kind of signifying that our customers only have to think inside the box, because all of our products are well thought out and themed for you anyway.
So what sort of products are we talking about here? Who'd like to tell us about that? Marketing director?
So we wanted to provide a variety of products. We started off by thinking about our target audience, which was mainly 11 to 18-year-old girls at our school. So we thought about the Pamper box being a key idea. And then also we developed it into the mum and dad boxes sort of for gifts, so to make it easier for them to buy for their parents and their family.
Now, they're all related to boxes, but what's actually inside the box?
Okay, well, inside the box, it really depends on the product. For example, in a Pamper box, you get face masks, bath bombs, chocolate. So it's all, I think it really caters for the needs of the person. We try and change, yeah.
Anything done for men here?
We have a dad box, which obviously is bought generally by the children to buy as a present for the fathers. We also have a revision box, which can cater for both women and men, which is good.
So what would be inside a man's box?
In a dad box, we have a dad mug, socks, chocolate, cards, and a coaster.
Now, what sort of reaction have you had so far from your products?
Well, at the beginning, there was a lot of excitement, especially from the younger years in school. They really liked the idea of the lots of different types of boxes. And then excitement did start to slow, but we just brought out more boxes, like the holiday boxes, so Christmas and Valentine's, and then that got excitement going again. And now we've just introduced a mix and match box, so people can choose different items to go in their box, so they have a choice, and that's...
So where do they actually get their choice from? Is it online or do you send them a catalogue or something?
Well, a lot of it is just like we have a sign on our stall which says what boxes they can have and what is in the boxes. But also we have an Instagram and a lot of people look on that and wait for us to bring out new ideas so they can see what's going on.
So any ideas that you haven't actually put into boxes yet?
Well, since the financial year is kind of coming to a close, we've decided that we just want to try and shift stock because we still have about £100 in inventory. So that's why we introduced the mix and match box, just to kind of shift any remaining stock. So I think we've kind of decided to halt with any new ideas for the moment. But we were thinking we could come out with a summer festival box or even an Easter box.
And where are you intending to sell these things?
We sell at school mainly, just because that's our target audience of girls aged 11 to 18, so it's just easy. We sell right outside our dining hall at lunchtime, so we get the rush of students coming out, so that's just made it quite easy for us, actually. But we've also attended the Woking and Egham and a fair here at Procter & Gamble as well. Definitely school has been more successful with sales. Mm.
Now, I noticed your boxes are all here, and they're done up with different coloured ribbons. Do the coloured ribbons relate to anything?
The coloured ribbons just relate to the type of box they are. So, obviously, Dad is blue, whereas Pamper is light pink. Mum is like a more sophisticated wine colour. And it just makes it easier for us to sell and identify the boxes. So it's really a great help for the sellers as well.
And have you actually enjoyed being part of this scheme? It's been... just as successful as you hoped it might be?
Yeah, I think it's been great, although we did definitely have some issues. We had such a great team and we worked really well and developed some really great skills, I think, from the process.
Well, good luck anyway. It looks really nice and I can smell some of the products standing here, which is really nice. So I hope you do really well with your products and make a nice profit and people will enjoy them. So thank you very much.
So I'm now talking to St George's Weybridge with the Orion clothing team. Just looking at your stand, you seem to have sold quite a lot of your clothing. Is it been doing quite well then?
Yeah, recently we've picked up quite a lot since through our marketing campaign, especially inside the school. And we've actually made an international sale to a customer in Houston, Texas, which we were really, really happy with.
Wonderful, you cracked the American market.
Yeah.
Was that something you were expecting? Were you expecting your business plan to go that far?
Well, not really, because like, at the start, word of mouth was our main way of getting to people. But as we started an Instagram page, grew some followers, obviously our company, the word of our company got out there, and someone in Houston, Texas bought with our items.
Great. And what do you think sets Orion clothing apart from other clothing? What makes yours different?
I'd say it's really the minimalist design, because it's
which is really what we saw that our target market wanted from our market research. And we also realised that many clothing brands nowadays can resell for £100 to £1,000, so we were trying to get in on that market as well.
Yeah, so offering some good clothing that's simple and low quality.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to have done well. You've got some quite good social media following.
Yeah, we have. We've got over 1,000 followers, which is a lot more than we expected. And so that really helps with our sales.
Wonderful, excellent. Well, so what comes next for Orion? What do you think's next if you're doing this well?
So hopefully we'll expand. Yeah, hopefully we'll release some more clothes. And continue throughout the summer, hopefully releasing a new summer line. And yeah.
Excellent, wonderful. Well, good luck with the rest of your project, and I hope you go far with this. Well done.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Great, thank you very much.
I'm here now to talk about a subject which has been very much in the news the last week, and that is teeth, children's teeth. And the stand here is manned by Claremont Fancourt School, and it's called Time for Teeth. Now, who came up with this amazing idea?
It was our lead managing director, who's downstairs with the presentation now, and he did a survey about it and found out that it'd be quite a good idea.
So what was included in the survey and where did you do it?
We conducted it at school and with our families, and we found out that a lot of parents do worry about their children's teeth and how more fillings are getting done nowadays by parents, and that's expensive and time consuming and not very nice for the child. So we thought, let's make a way where we can minimalise this and help bring up the health of children's teeth.
So what have you actually developed here?
So we've made a sand timer with a toothbrush holder, so it's easy for the child to use. It's not, doesn't need to be cleaned, and it's made out of waterproof material, so it can be in the bathroom, and it just encourages the child to brush their teeth for the 2 minutes, and then it also holds their toothbrush.
So did you have to get advice from dental people to know how long is the ideal time to clean your teeth?
Well, we researched the standard time for brushing our teeth, and the recommended time is 2 minutes. We haven't been in contact with dentists, but we are looking into that in the future.
I notice you've got lovely different colours. How did you decide about that?
Well, we wanted colours that would be eye-catching to children, because obviously we're aiming it at children. So we thought which colours would be bright, which colours would children be attracted to, and we saw which colours we had of acrylic, and we thought, oh, that would be a good idea, because it would be more eye-catching to young children.
Have you actually tried it out on young children and got some reaction?
Yeah, a lot of us have younger siblings, so we thought we could try it on them and see if it helps them to clean their teeth, which it did. We had quite good feedback from them.
So what sort of feedback and the main comments that you thought, oh, that's really good, let's go ahead with this idea?
Well, a lot of parents thought that their children had been brushing their teeth for longer and that they had been doing the recommended time, when before they hadn't. They just kind of said, yeah, I've done it, when they really hadn't. So a lot of parents were happy about that.
How do these get made?
So we use the lace cutter at school. So once we've got the acrylic sheets, we cut out the shapes for them, which is they come out in a straight line first. And then we use also at school the strip heater to bend that into place. And then after that, we use the glue gun to stick the timers into place.
And do you expect them to replace the toothbrushes after any length of time?
After the toothbrush really needs to be repaired, so like if any of the bristles are starting to come out.
And what sort of price are you going to be charging for these?
We sell each one for £5, so it's a 64% profit on each one. It costs £1.60 to make them, so we make £3.40 profit per timer.
And where do you think you're actually going to sell these?
We can sell these to healthcare shops and to... we've made a lot of contacts to childcare groups recently, so people who, like the NCT, we've got connections there because some of our colleagues have younger siblings who go to these groups, and we can set up like almost a party where we hand them out, show parents and use our games, which is a laminated plastic teeth set, and we draw on it the decay, and then they have to wipe it off, and then we'll sell that off for free and that comes in a bundle with the timer.
That sounds amazing, though, to make it entertaining, cleaning your teeth, isn't it? Do any of you here wish that you'd had this when you were younger or not?
Yeah, I would have liked to have something like this, because of course as a young child I definitely didn't clean my teeth for long enough at all, and this would have been helpful because I would have known how long to clean my teeth for, and yeah, it would have just helped me a lot, and it would have helped my brother as well, because I know when he was younger he definitely did not clean his teeth for long enough at all.
There's been quite a lot in the news about young children losing their teeth by a very young age.
A really, really big problem for children, young children in the UK, and we wanted our product to solve a problem, so we decided, yeah, this would be a good one to target.
So it sounds as though you've really brought it out at the right time, so hopefully we'll be seeing Time for Teeth all over the country, and you might be winning a prize for it. Good luck, everybody, and look forward to seeing these around the shops.
Now I'm with Strode's College and their team, Generation 16. So this, I'm looking at a table with lots of sweets and chocolates in front of me. What does your company do?
Well, we mostly opportunity and give people seasonal gifts. And so as you see here at the minute, we have Valentine's roses. We also do stuff like Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas. Just trying to make it easier for people to buy a cheaper alternative to products and give them a range of products as well.
Great, so a great sort of year-round kind of business. What was the inspiration behind it? Was this something you were looking for yourself, looking for cheaper ideas or something?
Yeah, definitely. We were definitely thinking of like something that would be affordable for the students that like from all over the country. But the original idea of like the roses came from one of our team members' old schools. So like the school he used to go to, they did like this kind of thing. So we knew it was going to be successful with the students, as it was an affordable but good quality product.
And Generation 16, what's the inspiration behind that? Is that who it's aimed at in that case?
Partly who it's aimed at, but when the company was established, we were all kind of 16 and in that transitional stage, and it kind of just suited where we were as people within the company. And then, yeah, sort of who we were targeting.
Wonderful. And so obviously a lot of seasons around the year, lots of holidays for people to buy gifts for. How's it been taking off so far?
It started out very well. We managed to sell our college multiple roses for such colleagues. We went to Woking, which we made a very good profit. We already doubled the money we made with the roses, so I think it's going very well. And when we do expand next year, it's going to go even better.
Wonderful. So it sounds like you're reaching a lot of people already. What's your most popular product, would you say?
Well, the roses have been our most successful because we kind of had a wider wider quantity of them, and we had more of an effort on marketing for them. So I think although our roses have been our most popular product, when we do expand into more products, they will be more successful because we'll then be able to see where we've gone wrong with it and where we can improve as a whole. Yes.
Wonderful. And how is your following? Are you getting a lot on social media?
We've not really ventured into social media yet because we thought that word of mouth would be more useful, because we're kind of aiming, from where we're selling, we were selling it at the college, and we thought that they're not the type of people that would use social media to find products. They would use it more for socialising with each other. So we thought that word of mouth would be the most optimum use of, I guess, marketing for that.
Excellent, and you're now in the North Surrey finals for the Young Enterprise Award. Where are you taking this next? What are the next plans for Generation 16?
We're hoping to expand the business to hopefully more of a, not local, but more of a national kind of status, because with what we're doing right now, we can cater for everyone outside of just North Young Enterprise area and make it more for like people in Europe or in USA. So we're hoping to at least be online for the business, so we can have people from Japan or China purchasing these products.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like you're already getting a good reach out to people. It's certainly lots of popular ideas. It's great to see you all here, and I hope you keep going well with this. It's lovely to have you. Thank you very much.
Now, I've moved on now to meet the Heathside team, and their stand is called Remake. Now, when someone says remake, I always think of something recycled. Does that have anything to do with your product at all?
Yeah, that's exactly it. We make eco-friendly products from using reused glasses and jars and bottles and stuff like this. So we've made Corona bottles and made them into candles, and the same with jars.
So where do you get all your recycled stuff from?
So we've gone to our staff, we've asked for collections, and like to schools, because a lot of waste from kitchens, and also from like friends, family, people that work in places like pubs, because they get through a lot of bottles that we can use.
So you're also actually making a difference to the cost of recycling everything, because, you know, you're actually doing it for them.
Yeah, this is not only to make money, but also to reuse and help the environment, basically, and kind of recycle.
So what else are you making besides candles?
We did start off with scarves as an initial fundraiser to then be able to fund our main idea, which was the candles and the idea of recycling. And that was really successful, actually. It proved really well. We raised £351 in revenue, so that enabled us to buy our bottle cutter. And then from that point, we then scored the bottles, started to collect up, and then we cut the bottles and filled them with wax to make the candles.
So you actually put all the products together yourself, do you?
Yeah, they're 100% handmade, yeah.
And how long does it take you to make, say, 100 of these?
Probably a few hours, I'd say. It's very time consuming, but it's really rewarding once it's all done. Yeah.
Now, have you started selling them yet?
So we're planning on selling them on Monday, because we were really focused on the scarves initially. So this is our first batch of products that we're definitely going to be selling around to staff and teachers and students. So yeah, hopefully that will go well.
So have you had any feedback for people who've just seen them, what you've done?
Yeah, they really like the way that we've done these with the nail polish. So what we did is we put nail polish into a bowl of water, and you just dip the vases and the glasses in there, and it basically all sticks to it, and they're all unique. And the teachers just said that they're really creative and quite eye-catching.
Do they have any smell to them at all?
Yeah, these ones are vanilla.
You can actually pick a colour and also a flavour as well.
Yeah.
When you say that you started with scarves, were they recycled things, or you made those, or what happened?
No, we didn't. We actually sourced them from a UK wholesaler, and we brought them to the public, which is how something that wouldn't be usually able to do, because it comes from a wholesaler and people can't buy that amount of stuff. But that was where the start of our basis of our gift company, so which is where we developed the candles and how it all fits together.
Now, there's a lovely teddy bear here on your table with a lovely scarf on. Are you going to continue to sell scarves in order to finance your candles, or now you've got going, do you think that's it?
Thankfully, we've almost sold down all our scarves and we're not planning to repurchase. We're going to focus on the candles and recycling bottles from now on.
And what sort of profit do you hope to make on the candles that you're selling?
Well, we're hoping to sell them around the £8 range and make about a profit of £4 on each candle.
Well, good luck with that. I can see you're all really enthusiastic about it, and I'll be looking out for ones with nail varnish and a nice smell. So good luck with that.
I'm now talking to Salesian School and their Glowgy company. Got lots of brightly coloured products. Can you tell us a bit about them?
So our products are based around matching vibrant colour scented candles with the corresponding scents to the emojis to offer a unique feel to our candles. These are hand decorated with quirky packaging and the official Glowgy logo, inspired by the current social media trend of emoji icons reflecting a warm, contented, happy face.
Excellent. And your products, they do look very cheerful and very bright and very colourful. How do you source them?
So at first we did home make them, but however that turned out to be too expensive. So we sourced them from our local Tesco's, and we took all the branding off and put our own packaging on and our own label.
And have they been profitable so far?
Well, over the Christmas period, we sold handmade candles, and they turned out to be very profitable, and we sold all of them. We currently sell our big candles for £3, our small little bundle of tea lights for £2, and a small little tea light holder for £1.50. I'll go over to George for finance as well.
So per large candle that we sell, we make £1.40 profit. Overall, the company has actually made a profit of £24.13. This is due to admin fees. But we actually do have stock left, which we've all agreed to take a portion of and sell ourselves, and that's worth about £30.
Excellent. So have you got much of a social media following at the moment?
Yes, we did set up a Twitter and an Instagram account, as being young people, we thought, you know, they'd be getting the most interest, and we've actually had lots of people directly message us asking if there's anywhere they can place an order, you know, just wanting to get to know the brand and how we work.
Excellent. So you're reaching a lot of people then?
Yes, we are.
Wonderful. So what's next? What's in the future for the Glowgys?
Well, we don't really plan to carry on our business too much. However, if we were to expand our brand, we would want to go to more occasional themes like St. Patrick's Day or festivals of any kind.
Well, candles are always popular gifts, so it would be great to have more themed candles out there, and I look forward to seeing them if they come out. But for now, it's lovely to see you here at the Young Enterprise Finals, so I hope you do well with it. Thank you very much.
I'm now visiting the stand called Gordon's Geckos, and one of the things I've seen on their board is brighten up your life with geckos. So what does this actually mean?
Well, brighten up your life with geckos is our slogan, which we use to market our product, because they are literally lights. So it would make a lot of sense, and it's catchy and easy to remember.
So what are geckos exactly?
Geckos are small LED lights with magnets attached to them that can be used in any way, shape or form if you have a magnetic surface.
Right. Is that a name you've made up, or was this name around already?
Well, a Gordon's Gecko is actually a character from a very famous film, which we didn't really want to state because we didn't find out until much later, but we thought geckos would be an appropriate name because they stick to most things.
And what do people tend to use them for?
Well, we originally thought that they could be used for safety purposes such as skateboards and bikes out in the dark. I mean, you want cars to see you, so of course you need some sort of safety purpose. We also thought that it would be an environmentally safe way of graffiti. You walk around streets, you see graffiti on walls, it's horrible. So we thought these would be an alternative to that. And it's temporary, so you can take it off, you can put it back on, it's... And I just think it's a fun and genius idea.
And where does the power for the lights come from?
They're originally designed with a battery and a magnet inside. There will be a piece of paper in between the magnet and the battery. And once you pull the piece of paper out, you will have the magnet touch the battery. Unfortunately, they do only last 48 hours. But I think that's a USP. You keep buying and you can have them for longer.
Can you change the battery at all?
It would be difficult to change the battery considering they are made with duct tape. But if you really wanted to and you had the battery or you sourced it from us, then absolutely there's no reason why you couldn't.
So can you recharge them?
I am not entirely sure if you can recharge them. Seeing as these are only 99p, they are not intended for recharging. They're intended to keep buying.
Now I noticed there's some lovely colours here. Do you find some of these colours are more popular than others?
Well, during the Christmas season, definitely the colours red and green were the most popular. But overall, there aren't very popular colours because we tend to sell them in packs of five with all the colours.
And where have you sold them so far?
We've sold them to students around our school that have had great interest in them and just wanted them in general. We advertised them by using posters and using the advert. They saw it, they loved it, and they asked us for some, whether it's for safety or entertainment, and yeah.
Have you had much feedback from them?
We did have feedback from one person who said that their geckos weren't turning on properly because we hadn't attached them with the magnet properly, but we refunded them with an entire bag of new functioning geckos. And other than that, we've only had positive feedback as people are really loving our idea for a way to change up how to express yourself.
And how long does it take you to make them?
It takes us, well, per unit, at least 5 seconds. Per bag, maybe a bit more. But
Minute or two,
yeah. We have spent a couple of nights making our stock, and it's very relaxed because these do not require a lot of assembly.
That's good. So how many have you got on your team that actually make them?
Well, we have our main supplier, Hayden. He gets them all in for us, and he originally found out how to make them, and he taught us how to make them. We do in our spare time make them ourselves if we possibly can. We do go to a boarding school, so it is quite difficult for some of the boarders, such as our admin and our finances. So we do try and incorporate that within our business, but they're really helpful as well, and they really want to be part of this.
I must say, they're really, really pretty. So good luck with those, and let's hope we see them all around not only Surrey, but the country in the future.
I hope so.
So well
That's
done.
The steps for the future.
Now, representing Hinchleywood School, we've got Sticksafe, which is probably the hardest company to miss. You're all very high vis. Tell us about yourself.
Well, we are a company from Hinchleywood School, and we aim to make cycle safety fun. And our target audience is for teenagers and younger adults. and stay safe with Stick Safe.
Sounds good. Now, what was the inspiration behind Stick Safe?
So the main inspiration is we had an assembly at school where one of the teachers gave us a statistic that was that over 200,000 people had been injured with involving bikes in 2015. So we thought there was a gap in the market, so we'd rather have our own enterprise company help the community around us rather than just benefit ourselves.
Great, so it's a company with a social idea to itself. Are you all keen cyclists?
Yes, I think we are. I think the majority of our school cycle, and that's where we got the idea from, especially the primary school. We thought that young kids, we thought we'd help keep them safe.
Yes, my next question, I suppose, because you have this social side to you within the community, safety in the community, have you had much interest from your schools? Have they, have both Hinchleywood schools been very into this?
Yeah, we actually had a sale at the primary school, which a lot of the children were really interested in. They love our brand. They were really interested in it and really loved it, so it was great.
Wonderful. So what products have you got here then?
So we have some high-vis jackets, we have some
snap bands,
as we're calling them now, and we also have some reflective spokes that go around the wheel so they reflect when you cycle along.
Excellent, very hard to miss. So so has your business been profitable so far?
Yes, profit margins for each product were around 100% for each one. So currently we have £232 of profit after paying tax.
Excellent. So safety is clearly very important to everyone, and it looks like you're doing really well. So what's the plan from here on? Where do you plan to go with Stick Safe next?
Well, we're not actually sure if we're going to carry on throughout next year, but because it's been so successful, we're unsure at the minute.
Okay, well, it's great to see this going. It's you've got a really good thing going, promoting safety as well as getting a business idea for people. So it's great to see you here, and I really hope you do well
with
this.
Cheers.
Thank you. Well done.
I'm here now with the Notre Dame School, and their company is called Perfect Pouches. And I must say, when I first came over, I thought, what amazing logo you've got here, one with a kangaroo and one with a koala bear. So what does your company actually do? Anything to do with these animals?
Well, we produce emergency bum bags for festivals that include lip balms, gems, glitter, hairbrushes, a mirror compact, and some temporary tattoos. So the kangaroo logo was developed because it's like as quite self-explanatory. It's a pouch. And then the koala was also because, like a koala hugs around a tree, these hug around your waist.
So what sort of event would people take these things to?
It's very much orientated around festivals. So originally we were going to do it for festivals and for the skiing season, but we have now reduced it just to the niche in the market of festivals, and we'll expand from there.
So do you know lots of people who are going to use these?
Yes, we've actually had quite a few of our friends actually ask us about them and ask if they could have one and order of them. So we thought if our friends want it, then the wider public are also going to want them.
So there's nothing like that around at the moment. This is a completely new idea, is it?
We think ours is unique because you can have everything in one place at one time, which otherwise you'd have to source your own bits and pop it in the bum bag.
So who worked out how much you're going to have to charge for these things?
That was me as finance director. So we have a breakdown, and the ones with the charger have a component cost of £13.04. So those ones we're charging £17.99 to make a profit of £4.95. And then the ones without the charger have a breakdown of £7.04. So we sell those at £12.99 to make a profit of £5.95.
So what happens when people have used up what's in there? Can they get refills from anywhere?
We haven't got a process in place yet to cover that, but the flexibility of the product is that you can put your own and you can tailor it to your own needs. So if you have stuff that you own that you want to put inside them, then that's possible too.
So what do the other members of your team do?
They just assist with all the directors. So me as a marketing director, I got a lot of help from my marketing team as in making the questionnaires and helping me put out the questionnaires and going through all the information and analysing it and feeding that back. So we're very involved with our sub-teams.
So has anyone actually used one at a music festival so far?
Not yet. I mean, we only start in September, so the festival season hadn't really begun. But we do plan on using them, yeah, in the summer. I hope all of our customers do as well.
So will you be using them yourself?
Yes, I might actually, yeah.
So have you got any other ideas as to what you might be able to add to these emergency bum bags?
Yes, we plan to do a ski one as well. So when the festival season has finished, we can move straight on to our next one, which would be the ski one, which was one of our original ideas, but obviously winter-tailored products, but possibly still the same bum bags that we didn't sell from the summer to be able to reuse certain items.
And do you have different coloured ones to match people's outfits?
We just have black and pink at the moment, but I'm sure with more profits we could expand that.
Well, brilliant idea, and good luck with everything, and hope that you sell thousands and thousands, and we'll be looking out for them at music festivals. So, well done.
Okay. I'm now with the Sir William Perkins team and their rain company. So this is a company that, tell me about it, what does your company do?
Our company specialises in personalising jumpers. We have a variety of different colours and different patches, and we make each jumper unique for every customer.
Great. And who designs all the patches? I can see you've got lots of colourful designs.
Well, we personally don't design the patches, but we're able to source them from places such as eBay. And we decided on choosing these patches in particular after doing some extensive market research, in particular with the lower years at the school, who we knew would really, really like our product that we have on offer.
Great. So you don't know which one's the most popular design then?
Well, we do actually. Okay. We, in particular, lots of people like the alien patches and the heart patches as well. And we had a yin and yang patch, which went down really well with a lot of people. It's a good product.
Great. Well, that's really good. It sounds like you've got a good following. How's your social media going? Are you getting lots of followers there?
Yeah, our social media is doing really well. We have nearly 500 followers and we post regular updates, posting teasers all the time to get interest growing. And then we also posted our advert, which sparked a lot more interest as well.
Great. And how many have been sold so far?
So altogether, we've sold 91 jumpers, which we think is really impressive. And we sold the majority of them at £20. We've made a very good profit.
Excellent. So it sounds like you've got a good business plan here. What's next? Where are you going to take this from here?
Unfortunately, due to exams, I think we might have to liquidate. However, we did have plans to introduce different types of clothing, such as t-shirts or maybe bags, and put patches on them as well. I think if we had more time, that's definitely what we would do.
Ah, well, it's great to see you here. You've done really well to get this far, and it's great to see all your colourful patches. So I hope you do well here. I'll be keeping an eye out for you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm now visiting the stand, which is run by Claremont Fancourt School, and this one is called Coasters Combined, which in a way gives it away a little bit what it's about, but who'd like to describe more about what Coasters Combined does?
So we looked at different ideas, and one of our HR directors, Stephen, thought of an idea about coasters, and we'd all thought we should do personalisation. So we decided to link those two ideas to personalise coasters. So it's a set of four puzzle piece coasters which combine together to create a much larger image. And those images are vibrant, and often we have people sending in their own images. So we've got the personalised, but however, we do have a catalogue with standard images, which are £1 cheaper.
So what do you find are the most popular images for coasters?
Well, we have a lot of people sending in pictures of their children, their pets, so we've just done a client with their cats. We have a lot of older people doing their grandchildren, but we do have a lot of older people doing their grandparents as well, so there's a real mix of people who buy them.
Now, coasters, it sort of looks to me a bit like a jigsaw puzzle. Is the idea that you sort of put it together and you sort of make sure that you haven't lost it by having too much to drink, by not being able to put it together?
I think it's really our straplines bring families coaster together. So we kind of wanted that every individual piece is kind of connected to a member of the family. So then really when they come together at a dining table, they could separate them and use them, but then once they're finished, they could put them together and join them together as one.
So how are these actually made? Who makes them?
We draw a design up on our computers of the material and then the lines we want to cut. Then we use a laser cutter, which is provided by the school, to cut them out. Then we print the image, the customer's image, off on special paper called sublimation paper and attach it to the cutout coasters. And then we put in a heat press called a sublimator, which then transfers the image onto the coasters.
Are these heat-proof coasters?
Yes, they are, and waterproof.
Now, what about the finance side of this? Who was the one in charge of that?
So our total sales is at £482.01. So our gross profit is at £240.99. Our net profit is at £180.99. And finally, our profit after tax from YE is at £162.89.
Now, is that what you were expecting when you started?
Yes, it was.
So you've met your expectations then?
Yes, definitely.
And what sort of costs are we talking about here?
Two different types of coasters. So at the start with, let's say, our worst material, the cost was 47 pence for one set, so that's four coasters. And then our better ones with the glossy finish, the cost of that was £2.10 per set four.
So what sort of reaction have you had from your customers?
Most of our customers have been very happy with the product. But we have had a few complaints about the product as well. One, in fact. So what we did in response to that complaint, we actually, in fact, changed the material. Because at first, the material was quite poor quality and very cheap, which gave us a large profit margin, but not as many sales. So we changed it to a higher quality piece of material to actually laser cut the, obviously print the image too, which gave a much better image, a glossy image, in fact, as well.
So what's the most unusual thing you've been asked to put on a coaster?
The most unusual is probably a tortoise. It was a cute tortoise, though.
So have you got any plans to expand this type of business?
We've got an online store, which we've had a couple of purchases from, which has launched in the last 2 weeks. And we've also negotiating deals with a coffee shop, Garson's Farm, which is a garden centre in Esher, and also a large software company called SAP, and we're selling to their marketing team to put on the workers' desks.
I must admit, they're very original as well, and I can imagine families sitting at a table and deciding which one goes in which little bit and having a chat about them. So they're a really good idea. So I hope you really succeed well in your business, and good luck with everything in the future.
So Councillor Mary Sheldon, your thoughts on the North Surrey area final?
Do you know, we've been coming for a number of years now, and I think this event this year is the best. They get better every year. The young people present the most amazing programme of different companies that they've started up and worked with during the last few months, and tonight is no exception. It's absolutely brilliant. I can't wait to see who's going to win in the various events.
Thank you very much.
In just a moment, we will hear the judges' decisions. But first of all, I'd like to tell you about some other awards which were given out by the judges this evening. Stick Safe from Hinchley Wood School won the Best Advert competition. Best Innovation Prize went to Time for Teeth, while Box It from Sir William Perkins in Chertsey gave the Best Presentation. Detox in a Box from Notre Dame School, Cobham had the Best Trade Stand, and Perfect Pouches, also of Notre Dame School, produced the Best Report and Accounts.
These are the three companies which will together go forward to the Surrey County Final, which you will see on the slide. This is on Thursday, May 11th at Guildford Cathedral, or more accurately in the large tent in front of Guildford Cathedral, which is an excellent venue, and we hope to see many of you here tonight there as well. We invite the judges to see how their choices tonight do at the next level. But the competition gets tougher as you move up the league, obviously. So we're now going to award those prizes. And the top prize is Thorpe Park tickets for all the members of the company, which is a superb prize, and of course sponsored by Thorpe Park.
So third place. You've heard a lot about this already, prior and throughout the whole day, but the idea of having some product that is innovative, easy to use, and really, really showing the potential to grow is something that we all looked at as judges. And it's a great pleasure to announce in third place, Time for Tea. Second place. This goes to a business that we think has got a lot of potential. The blend of old and new, of a product that is environmentally friendly and able to be recycled, for the already mentioned oldies at the front. The retro idea was great. Reform retro, second one. This team will be feeling quite ill when they're riding around Thorpe Park at some point. Really, really good product. Really, really good e-commerce opportunity. You can actually buy this product through their website today. Delighted to announce Coasters Combined.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.